hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. Hey, Christine.
Hello, Julie.
If you don't know us, we're mother and daughter. We're...
Yes, we are.
You know, we're really...
Who are we, Jules? Tell.
You're a psychotherapist. I'm a teacher. I also get my master's in instructional design, working on my capstone or my thesis, whatever you want to call it. And
we happen to both be coaches as well.
Exactly. And this show, Life with the Girlfriends, is really about us letting our hair down.
Someone said the other day that this show was zany. Now, is that even a word still?
It's a word... It's not a word the millennials use, are they?
It's a Scrabble word. I use it a lot when I get the Z.
Oh, can we just complain about Scrabble right now?
Oh, so sad.
You know, you've
so,
been...
So, so sad.
You've been a long-time Pogo subscriber. Years.
Long time.
I don't know, over 10 easily.
Long time. And the main reason is...
Well,
Parker House Brothers
Scrabble. Which...
And
as we know of, starting July 31st, we'll no longer be on Scrabble.
On Pogo.
On Pogo. We'll no longer be on Pogo.
Right.
And so you're just like, what the heck?
They lost the license to use the Scrabble thing. And it was interesting because we are a family of tens of thousands. And we all respect each other.
Yes.
And we are all highly competitive.
Yes.
And what they... turned off was the conversation board.
Oh, yes.
Because I know that there would have been a huge uproar.
Yeah.
Huge uproar.
Yes.
From tens of thousands of people who rely on this game to keep their brains active and
right.
the social aspect of
yeah.
it. And listen... Every once in a while, let's say 25% of the time, you'll get a curmudgeon. You'll get a cheat,
yes.
even.
Well, but, I like how you say that, a cheat. Like, how is that? And I can tell you how they do it.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, well, you, first of all, you said 25% of people can be curmudgeon. I think that's probably right. I
yeah.
think it's even up to 30%.
Okay.
They're anonymous. We just see their little avatar and mm-hmm. how cute it looks, mm-hmm. you know.
And then you can go and you could see who they are, where
yeah.
they're from.
Yeah. But I didn't realize there were ways to cheat on Scrabble. And then I went to, I think it's called wordplay.com or some kind of thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put in the letters that you have, and it'll spew out a variety of different words.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had two computers, you can do that mm-hmm. pretty quickly, actually.
Oh, yeah. I've played people where... a seven-letter word is the ideal
it is yes.
in a Scrabble game on Pogo. And I might have, in a game two and three if I'm lucky.
Yes.
But when you're starting to have every other word, a seven-letter
yes.
word, and coming up with words that I've never heard of before.
Yeah.
Granted, there are maybe words in the English language I've never heard of, but
you're a wordsmith.
In general, I'm a wordsmith.
Yes.
I would know.
You also grew up in Catholic school, which means you know Latin. So you are a wordsmith on a variety of different levels.
I accept that.
Yes.
And so when I'm playing a person who's just doing that and then telling me I'm going too slow.
Yes.
I'm like, I'd rather just leave the game. But yet I don't, because I am that player that refuses to
yeah.
just say, oh, GTG, which means gotta go.
Right.
Because like,
don't want to have
quote
a loss
unquote,
here.
The doorbell rang
yeah.
or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it counts as a loss.
Yeah.
And that goes against your score and then your rating
yeah.
and all of this. So. I say I am a warrior.
You
and
are.
And I will stay to the bitter end.
Can I share with people your seven-letter word philosophy or your method of getting seven-letter words?
I'm curious. Tell me.
Well, because I think that's a clue on how people cheat
mm-hmm.
because your seven-letter words are pretty consistent. You start off with an S, like you go, or you start off with an ING.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I end with an S.
Like you start with you go, oh, I have an ING.
Right.
Put that to the side.
Right.
Because now I only have to come up with a five-letter word.
Right.
with an ing.
Right.
If you have an s, that's a bonus because you still got to put that word next to another word. Mm-hmm. So if you have an s, you're like, good, I can either put it at the end of a word with like an like something ings, or begins with an s, and then that can end someplace. So you're starting to build a word.
I build words. That's
and
right.
And then all of a sudden you get lucky, like, oh, here's three more letters that can make up a word, mm-hmm. and you're like jackpot.
I always do er.
You do er sometimes.
Er, ers, or then I do ier.
Yep.
Like tackier or whatever.
You're building these words.
I build words, yeah.
And I think, because when you use hint once in a while, because you're allowed one hint in the whole game.
Right.
Well, you get one hint that builds three times over. But anyway, it's interesting because their words are always these odd words.
Yes.
And so when you see people have these odd words over and over and over again, mm-hmm. you're like, okay. Mm-hmm. Done. You know.
Yeah, I know. They're just cheaters.
They're just using some
other
help.
I mean, yes, they're having help. I consider that cheating.
Yeah.
I enjoy playing a woman or a man who is like me, but just a little bit better.
Right.
I love that kind of a game because I am really, really challenged. And if they're a gentleman yeah. or a gentlewoman, yes. they won't be saying, why are you so slow?
Right. You're only allowed 2 minutes anyway.
Right.
And if you don't make it, they don't have to extend the time. I've been witness to you
yes.
going, oh, wait a minute. You're usually okay if they don't extend the time. Like, you will always put a letter down before your 2 minutes are up.
Right.
Unless they went over and you then extend, you give them the first time.
Right.
Even if you know what they're going for, which might be like, I know there's a Z here, or there's a spot for a Q, and if they get this three, you know, this three times word or triple word score, it's going to blow them. But you're
the
like,
score,
you know,
yeah.
You've been there. You're like, they almost got it figured out. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I want to celebrate them. Mm-hmm. You're all about celebrating the process.
I am in love with the process
yes,
of Scrabble.
You are.
And I enjoy a competitor that enjoys that process as well.
Yes.
Now, granted, there are people out there that only want to win.
And so they'll quit when they know they're losing, so it doesn't go against them.
And they
That's
will cheat, what I call cheating.
And it's not, I've tried a couple times on my own to be an active cheater, because I'm not nearly as good as you are. And I typically just play the robot, because I want to see if I could, you know, how good I can get or whatever. And unless you have two computers, because if you do it on your phone, it's just not fast enough.
Right, you see, you have a choice in Scrabble yeah. on Pogo. You can either play a robot, or you play a person, and you can play an indiscriminate person, or you
yeah.
can stay in a room and play people that. Am I talking too loud?
No, you're fine.
Oh,
no,
that play people that you've played before,
right?
And you know you're called your friends, you know, and I enjoy playing. Let's see. We had computer issues for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And so I got used to just not even playing Scrabble.
Right.
Our computer wasn't upgraded enough to bring in the new Scrabble game. So
right.
I did not play for
no.
many, 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 many months.
Right.
And then I got a new computer. And I could play now, but I am rusty. So I'm playing the robots. And the reason I play the robot is he can make you better if you allow him.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't hold.
He
holds back some. I mean, but he pushes you.
He will push you.
Because if I play on your using your password, like
right.
you're not playing, so I'll play one.
Yeah.
And I realize that, oh, he's downgraded. He must know that I'm playing. Because I'm making words like cat. and like cats. and so forth. And
catfish.
So, catfish, you know. All this stuff. Oh, catfish. I don't want to say anything because you had a brilliant idea about that the other day.
Thank you.
So I have to say, though, there have been times I've had to Scrabble block you in some sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would come in and you would just be a ball of nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Totally, you know, just stressed and all that stuff. And I'm like, what's going on here? I'm playing Scrabble. I'm playing as a good woman. And, you know, I'm taking way too long. I'm just taking way too long. I'm going, well, you have 2 minutes. It's not like you can take an infinite amount of time.
I understand that. But there are people that don't allow that.
You think they don't yell at you through the screen. You just energetically.
They give you capital letter words.
Oh. On the Scrabble board?
Yes. We have a conversation.
Oh, she's like, hey, are you still there?
Yeah. Oh, no. Why so long?
Oh, why so long?
Why so long? I go, computer issues.
Yeah.
That's what I always blame it on.
Yeah, computer issues. Chill the F out. Yeah.
Like, well, that's why I play robots now.
Yeah.
Until I'm back into my stride again.
Yes. But I always wanted to go through the computer and say, stop messing with my mother. I go, and I'm looking at their board. And I'm like, okay, if you're that fast coming up with an extreme amount of words that way, mm-hmm. something's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe so.
Because you are, I think you're a brilliant player. You're fast. But, you know, who knows? But. Mm-hmm. I had to say, you can't do this anymore. You can't let the women and the men mess with you.
No,
can't do it. I'm gonna have to like Scrabble block you, and only robots.
I only do robots.
And still, I'll come in and you'll be playing. You know, during lunch hour, you'll be playing. You'll be like robot playing, which is another kink for you that you have. And then and I'll be like, what's going on? You're leaving me a little stressed out. He goes, the robot's gonna beat me. The robot is gonna
beat me. I know, that's embarrassing.
I'm like, well, do you need help? And he goes, I guess, but he's going to beat me. This robot's going to beat me. Now, you never say the robot's a girl, by the way. You never do.
No.
He's always a man.
He's Roby the robot.
Roby the robot me. To you. Yes. And I love every time he puts a word down, he smiles for about a second or two. And so if you don't watch him, you don't see him smiling. It's a smirk, really. Mm-hmm. It's really a smirk. But he never runs out of time.
Never. And but here's the thing I know about him after all these months. He will always extend more time to me.
100%.
And really, that's it. He will always extend more time and to me. So I can take my time with him.
Because you're looking for the best possible place.
Yes.
Because if you were just doing fast, you could do it in 30 seconds every single time.
Sure.
And so forth. But you're looking for the best possible place, best possible points. Mm-hmm. And so that's your way of playing.
That's my way of playing with a robot. He allows me the appropriate amount of foreplay.
Yes. And sometimes he's got to work you. And
he
work
does.
You and work you and work you.
Yeah.
And then till you're
he
able to.
He brings me close.
Yeah.
And then he takes away.
Yes. And sometimes you're like, I'm going to just pass once because maybe Roby will give me a better spot.
Mm-hmm.
Hit, you know, leave some letters out there on the board that I can make
this
out another word.
Exactly.
So you'll pass. And, you know, Roby knows everything.
He knows everything.
So he knows what you're doing. Sometimes
he's like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He knows if I'm saving some letters and just hoping. I think he might even be able to see my screen every once in a while.
I feel like he's that intuitive, if not just blatantly knows it all.
Yeah.
And somewhere Roby's deciding what day it is, what game you're in, to go like, okay, I'm gonna now be like, yo, girlfriend, it's time for you to play with people. I'm gonna start playing a little bit more aggressively.
Yeah, he's probably telling me that.
Yeah,
you know? He does know my mood of the day.
He does.
Yeah,
and there are times when he knows like you just need an ego boost.
Well, one day I was kind of depressed and he put the first word down, and it was like vacation.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like he knew that, you know, and then it was like, you know. Abroad.
Yeah.
And I could just tell he was like saying, Chris, put me down.
Yeah.
Get out.
Have some
fun.
Exactly. Joyride.
Go sit in the trees, you know.
Exactly. Ice cream. All those good things.
Yeah.
So he's intuitive on you. He's
an intuitive robot.
Yeah. That is the first sign of true artificial intelligence.
Yes.
And then the second sign would be they no longer need us.
Well, like, you know, Normano, my husband, your father, got stuck in Toma, Wisconsin on a Friday night. And his computer was saying, pull over immediately, you know. And so luckily there was a truck stop not too far away.
Right.
And he knew about that truck stop. So he went there. And ultimately, after many, many, many hours, the computer said, you must do this one thing, which is another computer thing.
Right.
And so they started this computer thing, which took like an hour.
Right.
Which basically ended up telling them some things that might be wrong. But it said, you know, shut her down for 8 hours.
Right.
Which he had to do. And then, from what Norm says, now Norm is not a computer genius.
Right.
He's barely computer literate.
Right.
he said they had to have two computers, including his, talk to each other.
Yes.
For about 3 hours.
Right.
And once they got finished talking to each other,
right,
the problem was somewhat solved.
Yes.
Well, one of the problems was solved. Two of the others are going to be solved within 400 miles.
Yes.
Which I don't understand. But obviously, the computers do.
It's sort of like a mom saying, hey, you've got way too much energy. Go out and play for 8 hours. And then when you come back in, you'll be much calmer and you'll be able to join the family. So one computer said, go drive 65 miles an hour for 8 hours. And then when you're done with that, everything will be worked out. You need to expel some of this energy that you have.
So I'm just left shaking my head going, oh my God, what the hell's going to happen next?
Right, right. Because you've been so blessed with this truck. In
yes,
the sense that
yes,
you've had a reprieve.
I call it Grey Wolf 2 because its father, Grey Wolf 1, was such a good truck.
Right. Until it wasn't.
Until it wasn't.
But
no, it had done, it had served its time.
It served its time. It served its purpose. It was good to go.
Right.
So, yeah. I think that, what was I going to say? I very much think that this is going to be like the new norm. You know,
it does seem a little alien, this technology.
Well, I remember this one guy explained to me, when you have artificial intelligence, like there's two computers. You've got one computer learning how to create and one computer learning how to judge. And so you have the judging computer telling you how the other computer could create, and the creating computer telling you how the other computer to judge. And so those two things together, it's like right brain, left brain. And now all of a sudden you've got a workable
model
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you've got something that can create with judgment,
mm,
and then it can judge, create. So so that's kind of,
I was listening to one person talk the other day, talking about ET.
Yes.
And they said, you know, Elliot, you know, is in the shed, and
yes,
he's just looking around, and then all of a sudden this little alien pops out, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, if I was Elliot and I was in my shed,
yes,
and a little alien popped out, I'd take the shovel and I'd be hammering that sucker within 10 seconds. I wouldn't be like, oh, let's be friends.
Exactly.
So, you know, you have to, a lot of this artificial intelligence, you guys kind of got to drop your normalcy. And,
exactly.
And just like, okay, you know.
So speaking of, you brought movies, can we do a little movie review and
yeah,
a little bit of Netflix review?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're not officially doing our movie song anymore.
I know, we've iterated.
Yeah,
we've grown.
We've grown a little bit.
Roby told us not to do that anymore.
Yeah, so we're going to, but I did see, finally, it's only been open for 3 weeks, but I feel I've been hammered over it, The Avengers Infinity Wars. Is it Infinity War or Infinity Wars? I don't know, but it's a war that's been going on for infinity.
Well, they say that when something is ready to, like when a sequel is getting ready to be over, they either call it Infinity, Apocalypse.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's, you know, true. But unfortunately, the Avengers or X-Men, I guess, too, they throw these words out all the time. So what that means is like, hey, new casts are going to come in and play these people. You know, they've gotten a little old. They're like dire, like 007. At some point, the guy's like, when 007 is being referenced as being decrepit, like, oh, my arthritis, I've got to get cortisone injections before I can run and catch the bad guy. We know those are the clues and the cues that, hey, a new one's coming into play.
Mm.
I wonder who this is going to be. I can't wait, you know? And so forth. So, but I saw Avenger, Infinity Wars, and I'm going to give it 4 Sherpa hats. I thought it was very great. Pleasant. I want you to see it.
Oh, you sound like Trump. It was very great.
It was very great.
They're really, really, really excellent. They're amazing.
Thank you. It was amazing. You know, it was amazing. You should see it. You know.
I personally like the United States of America. I love it when he reads.
When he reads, you just...
Because you're like, he never knows what the next word is.
He's trying so hard. He's not connecting with what he's saying.
Oh, not at all.
If he connects, he's going to be off script.
Yeah.
So he's just like, I'm just supposed to read what's on my prompter.
Yeah.
For this one.
If I just read this, it will all be okay.
Yes, exactly. And so the only problem is, I'm not going to tell you the ending because you're just like, what? But there's always this, there's already a sequel in play, I guess, coming out in May of next year. So we don't have to wait too long to find out what really happened.
All I know is that all the young millennial girls have these huge crushes on Thanos.
They do?
They do. It's a secret.
Yeah, because I never
young,
heard about this.
Young millennial girls.
Like, really?
Fantasizing, learning all the sexual tools because of Thanos.
Are you lying to me?
I am not.
Are you making this up?
Why would I make this up?
Because you're like that. Because you want to start something.
And that I can't finish? Finish this. I know how to finish this.
I can understand why he's very much a father figure. Mm-hmm. So maybe there are some millennial girls out there who have father
issues.
Would
you call girls like the late teens and early 20s millennials?
I want to find out because I'm not
confused. Because they might be Generation Y or something. So I would say if I might have to change it to that, not millennials, because they may be too old.
Yeah.
But like late teens and early 20s, what's their generation called? Generation Y? Oh, they're probably Z's. Zems. Zos.
Exactly. Exactly. There we go.
I think they're Z's, right?
Being born to the early 1980s and the early 2000s. By 2020, they will account for one-third of the adult population.
Jeez. Get out of the old if you can't lend a hand.
At the same time, the millennials are the most educated generation in American history.
They're called the millennials then?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
they're educated and totally tuition broke.
Yeah. 1980s, early 1980s.
I love this one guy. He said, it cost me $120,000 to graduate from my four-year college. Yeah. $120,000. And he said, guess what my major was? He goes, I'm embarrassed to say, it was English.
English.
And it's it was a language that I already spoke.
And I heard this in the background. He said something about, and how dare they come back to me and say, hey, you're
10 years later.
Yeah.
We want more of your money.
We want more of your money. I gave you $100,000+. That's enough money.
And I'm still giving you money.
I am still. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with that? Exactly. The only problem I have with the movie, I left not invigorated or not happy. I left the end movie going, well, this is a long movie. There were a couple parts I did almost close my eyes in, by the way. But there were enough, because all the Avengers are in it, it was more like lots of mini scenes, lots of mini movies in some sense. And so there was no official star of the movie.
Was the Deadpool guy in it?
No, but he's an X-Men, which is different than Marvel. Hmm. Marvel are like superheroes. X-Men are basically mutants. And, you know.
Get it straight, girlfriend.
Yeah, get it straight.
Sorry.
Exactly.
I would identify with the mutants more than the superheroes.
Right. Well, that here comes but, Deadpool very shortly. I think next week.
I guess I could be, I would, if I was going to be anything, I would be the superhero of mutants. That's what would be a cool thing.
That would be exactly right.
And I would be Scrabble Girl.
Yeah. Because what would your superpower be? You could mix letters up to form whatever you wanted. So you can mix all elements up to make whatever you needed. You know? So like
elementals.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you're Scrabble Girl.
Or Scrabble Girl.
Or are you just Scrabble? I'm Scramble Girl.
I have power over the alphabet.
That's right. I kind of dig it.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure.
Like if
really
you come in a room, I can like throw the letter Q at you.
Yes. Somehow you can pull Q out of the air. And you go, that's worth 10 points. That's a 10-pointer right there.
Oh my God, who's coming up to the driveway? Oh God, it's Scrabble Girl.
Oh no.
Put away your vowels. Who knows what she'll do?
Who knows what she'll do with those vowels? They're worth nothing. They're worth nothing. She'll just take them.
We had this thing this week.
Isn't that funny? They're worth nothing, but they're worth everything.
They're worth nothing, and they're worth everything. Yeah. It's true. I've won many a games with the nothing, with the nothings.
With the nothings,
with exactly. The blanks.
Yeah, with the blanks, exactly.
And but anyway, so this week, though, Norm sent me a challenge. And it was sort of like a, who's that black comedian that I really love? Oh, Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
It was kind of based on a Dave Chappelle thing, because Dave Chappelle, throughout the weeks, he has this great big fishbowl. And if a word comes to him and he likes the word, or two words or a string of words, he'll write it down and then put it in the fishbowl. And then his goal then is to make a joke, and that the things in the fishbowl are punchlines.
Yes.
So Norm gave me the goal this week of coming out. He gave me two words, Shatner pants.
Yes.
And so I had to come up with the joke for that.
Yes.
And I did.
Drum roll?
Yeah. Is it kind of screwy, though, that if I told the punchline already? But that's just
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
Because I think normally
he said I did an excellent job, because he could not figure out how to make a joke out of that.
Yes.
And I said, okay, so you know William Shatner, he's the star of the original Star Trek movies, and he's an older gentleman now, but he's an entrepreneur, he does for Priceline, and now he's even starting his own clothing line for the older female, a clothing line of slacks for older female.
Oh, cool.
And the label's called Shatner Pants.
Ba-dum-bum.
What do you think, man? Mic drop, right?
Mic drop. I think that's effing wonderful.
Thank you.
You kind of put... I was looking at our goals for the year.
Yeah.
And some of these goals are just really coming to fruition. A lot of them are dad's goals, which I think are hysterical.
Yeah, it's pretty hysterical.
Because what we
I had 21 of I had 21 goals for this year.
Yeah.
20 of them were for Norm.
Yeah. And guess what? Those are able to get done, because you're like, I can make him do this. I can make him do that. And it's almost like if somebody else was in charge of your life would be different.
I know.
Hence Jordan Peterson always
Jordan Peterson.
Dang you, Jordan Peterson.
Damn
how do you, know?
Which I love him so
One
much.
One of his rules is care for yourself like you care for someone else.
Yes.
Approximate. That's kind of like.
And that's the rule I'm following for Norm.
Yes. Yeah, so you got to care for yourself now, Christine Marie.
Yes.
And make those things go on for you.
We'll try. So much better to do it for Norm, though.
Yeah, because he'll just surrender to it. Like, oh, Norm, you're doing this now. Oh, okay, check that off your year list.
You're going to Mexico on a dental vacation.
Yes, exactly. What was I saying, though? I can't remember.
You said you
had taken off a couple of years ago. You had, or a year before, you had on your goal list a 5-minute comedy routine.
I did.
For stand-up comedy.
Yes.
And it's not on this list anymore. And I don't know why, because it's such a pretty cool thing.
I think it might be because I'm heading toward the 60-minute thing now.
Mm.
I think 5 minutes is like, I spit on it.
Yes. I got much more info than that.
Just, I watched, and I'm going to say something here that I rarely criticize things, you know?
Oh,
I'm pretty,
sure.
I'm pretty non-judgy.
Sure.
I'm like the millennials in that way. I'm very fluid.
Yeah.
But I watched Bear Grylls.
Yes.
This week. It was the premiere show.
Yes.
And I've never seen this show before, but I love the commercials.
Yeah.
And he and Joseph Gordon-Levitt, or Gordon Joseph, these three word guys
that are all like kind of
I never know, you know. Anyway, so that guy from Third Rock from the Sun, but he's pretty cool, actually. I like him. So, you know, they get picked up at this, you know, at a, you know, an anonymous location, and Bear Grylls takes them by helicopter to some place, and they have to spend like 2 days in the midst of horrible things. So I'm like, I can't wait to watch this.
Right.
So the first thing is helicopter comes to pick him up.
Right.
And so he goes, we're going to land here. And all of a sudden, there's this big dust blowing up. And he goes, "This, if this gets in the helicopter's motors, we're going to crash. Take us to water. Take us to, you know." And all of a sudden, then they've got to get dropped into water filled with who knows what. You know?
Who knows?
So, and I went, "Oh, okay, that's kind of
contrived.
Yeah. I'm used to the housewives, you know, in quotes, non-scripted.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Let's just say, ladies and gentlemen, here is a direction you have to go. Okay.
Here's the storyline we're doing.
So then they're all wet and they've, you know, swam in this, you know, water with snakes and stuff. And they're walking and they're getting kind of hungry. And Bear Grylls goes, "What's that smell?"
Yeah. And it's, I think what it is,
he goes, it's putrid. Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And they follow it.
So you have to swallow the smell. Okay.
Follow the smell.
Got it.
And it's this dead carcass of a, I don't know, a giant boar. Or I don't really know
something
what.
Something giant.
But guess what? The tongue is hanging out. And the tongue is edible.
Oh, geez. And so, just, now here's the thing, too, because you told me, go watch this thing. That's okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me you okay? You need a drink of water?
I need a drink of water.
Okay, that's cool. I'll continue on your story a little bit, because you told me a little bit about this, and you said, please just watch this without me giving you any insights first.
Right.
And let me see what your opinion of this was. I'm like, okay.
Can I say one more thing, though?
Yeah, go for it.
After they clip off the dead boar's tongue for dinner, you know, they're just, they're going, man, I wish we could have something to drink.
Yeah.
And they come across a little crowd of dromedaries, camels, one hump camels, which are dromedaries. And one of them's got a baby camel that's nursing.
Aww.
So magically, they get milk.
Yeah. So you're trying to tell me they milk the dromedary. Dromedary? Is that it?
Exactly.
The camel, the dromedary. Yeah. And so you go, what? Okay. Keep going on your story.
And so now they're trying to find a place to sleep.
Yes.
You know, because storm is coming.
Oh.
And there's all of a sudden this little magic little area that kind of looks clear and it kind of looks almost perfect for a thing. And one of the camels, and so they're there, and one of the camels sneaks up on them and scares them.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bear said, if a camel ever sneaks up on you, you know, because like if a bear does, you're supposed to play dead. A camel, you're supposed to spit in its eye. You're supposed to go, spit in its eye. And so all of a sudden, there's this camel that literally doesn't know what the fuck it's doing.
It's like, surprise.
Why am I here? What am I doing? And they're both standing up now from the campfire, spitting in this camel's eye. And he's like, what the hell?
Like, leave me alone. I gave you my milk.
And
what
then,
do you want?
And then he walked away, you know. And they're like, see, it works. And I'm like, you know what? I just wasted a half hour of my life on what I feel was a contrived show.
Okay, and you're right. And here's the main reason why you're right. Frakin'. And that show Frakin' and Balone. I want to say Naked and Alone.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
And you were kind of wanted to say naked, but you were afraid to.
Yes. And then I wanted to make up another word, and I just happened to say balone. I don't know why I said that. But they're in there, I believe, for 30 days.
That's better.
And for 30 days, they have just enough content for an hour show.
Right.
Just enough. So already I know something's going down when they say, in 2 days, we have to get to our extraction spot.
If we don't,
extraction spot.
Exactly.
And so I'm like, oh, really? And so they talk about bullcrap stuff like, if we don't keep our, we need to eat to keep our strength up. Really? You need to eat to keep your strength up? You're going to be out here for 2 effing days.
Yeah.
I'm thinking people who cross the Atlantic to get from England or to get from European countries to America, there are many a days I didn't eat.
Exactly.
You know, looking for whatever.
Right.
Hoping someone dies. You know?
Well, they could have some fish.
If they could catch it.
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
Right.
And who knows if it was, you know, I'm just saying that.
2 day fast is good for you.
2 day fast is, you're not going to die from a 2 day fast.
You don't have to eat a maggoty tongue of a boar.
And actually, I would not.
Yeah. I'd pass on that.
Yeah. In regards to water, even it would though be nice to have water, but yeah. The truth is, you would survive, most likely, just by licking your sweat for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about...
Yeah, I'd rather drink my urine than drink camel milk. No?
That's a close call.
Is it really?
Not really, well, because they said, bacteria on
well,
that
camel. Well, that's what they when they said, this camel milk tastes odd. And he goes, what you do is you get the sweat and all the bacteria and dirt on the camel's teats.
Yes.
That comes out with the milk.
Yes.
You can't help it.
Can't help it.
That's why I'm saying
can I say something?
Pee is better.
Pee is better. I'm there for that. So I will start drinking my own pee right away.
Then drinking can't. Yeah, get started on it.
Yes, right away. Yeah. So I'm never dehydrated.
Right.
I will never have to drink camel.
You will never have to look at a nursing camel
and go. I'm thirsty. I want a brown Russian. What is that called?
I your strategy of how I'm gonna because they say camels kick.
Yeah, it's like oh sweetheart, you know I know you're this is for your baby, but we're desperate. You're desperate, and I just go back to the scene in Grapes of Wrath. Isn't that how kind of the one scene was at the end? If I'm not mistaken. The guy was starving to death, and there was a mom who had just lost, I don't know. And there had to have been some stuff going down.
Uh-oh. And is that, you know what? I don't remember that one. I'm remembering of Mice and Men.
That happened to Mice and Men, too?
Somebody had to milk something.
Oh, damn! And all I know is if I'm starving and I am producing milk, it's for me only.
You are not the town pump.
Yeah.
But what if you had to have that happen to keep on milking?
I would take my own milk, yes.
Yes.
I would drink my own urine and drink my own milk.
You're like a one-man show.
At some point, yeah. I am totally self-contained.
Fuck you, world.
Yes.
I'm going to my mountain. I'm going to the highest spot in Illinois.
I got injected with some hormones to start maybe produce milk. And now that I'm producing milk, I'm just going to be like continual. Like just drink milk.
And then you
milk,
need some water pills.
And oh, for heaven's sakes. I don't know how long I can handle that. At some point, I'm like, you know, this is just too much.
Lord, it's time for me to come home.
Exactly.
I see you coming, Lord. I see the light. Let me follow the light.
And then you stop milking yourself, and then your boobies dry up.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, damn, I wish I could just have one more drink.
I had one more little.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is all possible. I am not a medical doctor. I have no idea if this is possible. I know in the good old days when you were able to breastfeed, they said breastfeeding is bad for you.
I know.
The worst thing on the planet.
I know. They're like, how can a mom just produce really good stuff when we can make it?
Yeah, we can make it with lots of good chemicals. And cow's breast milk. Because that's better for sure.
You know, Jules.
Yeah, Mom.
You should tell the audience that you went to the biggest tree in Illinois this week.
Hello, I did. I did go to the biggest tree
in
Illinois.
And I kind of went with you. I just decided to stay in the car.
Yes. Well, I love the fact that you never know what kind of gifts you're going to get when you go to McDonald's.
It's, you know, the world is your oyster.
Exactly. At McDonald's.
Yeah.
So,
and they're only 400 calories.
Yes.
Highly breaded.
Yes. Thank God, because anything is edible when it's breaded.
But you can get free garlic cheddar sauce on it.
So, we're...
And fries with that.
Right. Free Fry Friday. Free Medium Fry Friday. So, if you have the app, of course.
Yeah.
But we have a ritual. We have to go work out. We go and we have a black coffee and an iced tea. And... there is a local paper distributor or machine right there in the drive-thru. Is that what it's called?
The local paper distributor machine. Absolutely.
Something like that.
It's even got a bigger name, but you shortened it. But anyway, it costs a quarter.
It's not. not. It's a dollar.
I know.
But I always get to read the daily.
You get to read the headlines.
I don't think it's a daily. I don't even think it's daily. No, but no. It's maybe weekly.
Right.
You know, one time I said, hey, $1 million granted to this town, Oregon, to get a bike path. I'm like, hey, cool.
Yeah.
And then one day I'm in there and it said,
Oregon discovers.
Byron. Park District discovers largest tree in Illinois.
Yeah.
I'm like, Byron, that's not too far from us.
No. It's like holy 5 minutes. Right.
So instead of going and spending a dollar to support our local paper, I go on my phone.
We ask the Google lady.
Google, Bing, Alexa.
Oh, what's so funny? Can I just interrupt here? We were taking another drive this week, and we wanted to find this. We were at Jellystone, and I was telling Jill there was this different resort that's sort of similar to Jellystone, but not. It's kind of like Jellystone Light. She wouldn't believe me. And so I tried to find it, but I got lost.
Uh-huh.
And so then Julie looked it up on – she looked up maps. And a lady comes on the on the
phone,
or she comes
through
through
the car.
She comes on through the car.
Bluetooth-y.
And she starts telling us how to go. And then I kind of remember. And so I go, oh, you know, I know how to get here from now. And Julie goes, well, I'll turn this off. I go, no, don't hurt her feelings.
Don't hurt her feelings.
Please.
She'll think
she'll like think, oh my gosh, should we just shut her down?
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I've got this relationship now with this.
You got relationships with both of your technology, your robots in the world. Like, don't hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
Don't hurt Roby's feelings. You know, I was like,
he's such a gentleman.
My goodness gracious, yes. So anyway,
and you've been, you know, like you'll say like, she'll say name, please, and you'll go, Dad, Tad, calling Tad at home. No, I said Dad.
Yeah.
And you're like no. She like saying no, it's Tad, and you're like, bad bitch, not listen to me, Dave. And then you just hit the button. And you shut her now.
I shut her down. Like, redo.
Yeah. Reboot, girlfriend.
Exactly.
Take a chill pill.
And so we went on this discovery trip to see this biggest tree in Illinois.
Yes, we did.
And it's interesting because it's on this one road that I've seen 100 times.
Yeah.
But I've never gone down because I feel it's a private drive.
We always did think it was a private drive.
And it basically is a private drive.
And it is. It is.
Because at the top of this hill... the Byron Park District acquired this land from this landowner.
And she uses that term loosely.
Acquired. I don't know if they bought it or if it was donated or who knows. Mm-hmm. But they still live up there and they've donated the rest of this land or however it was or sold it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they live in... You almost go,
it's amazing.
They may regret giving this land away.
Yeah.
Because...
Or somebody will eventually.
Because we're going to be going down to their yard forever, you know, circling their driveway.
Yeah.
And they live in the top of a hill. And it's this beautiful farm. And they've got views of 360 degrees or 360.
No, thank God. Yeah. You said 380 this morning.
I did. 360.
Thank you.
180 and 180. 360. And so, but we pull in, and there are men there working on it already. Men at work, looking good.
Look at Australia.
They are very friendly men, too, not just. And I go, hello, sirs. They go, hello, ma'am.
And we're all by ourselves.
We're all by ourselves.
It's just me and you and the workers.
Yeah. And I go, so where is this biggest tree at? Because at this point, you can't pull in. It's like a small forest preserve.
Mm-hmm.
But
we don't even know that yet. It just said brand new sign.
Yeah.
It says Bald Hill
Forest
Preserve.
Home of the biggest tree
biggest tree in Illinois.
For now. Because the last biggest tree that we took it from was down in southern Illinois. So, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you
how
go.
Quickly we forget.
Yeah, how quickly we forget about those northerners up here.
Yeah. All right, poor little tree down is going to be crying. And only now.
Or the guy who has to go out there and fix a sign, cross out second biggest tree. Just writes in a marker, second biggest tree. Or he's got a devilish plan and he just writes in a pencil that he can erase.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, it'll be the biggest tree again really soon.
Real soon.
There's a storm coming.
I see. I feel a storm a brewing.
I feel something going down. So anyway, I go and talk to them, and I said, is it up there? Which there was a path going straight up. And they said, no, it's that way, straight down. And I'm like, okay, how far?
So you go straight down, and he goes, about a quarter of a mile.
He does not say quarter mile, 0.4.
0.4 quarters of a mile.
No, just 0.4 miles, which is almost a half a mile.
Oh.
0.5 is a half a mile.
Ooh.
Yes. And so
That's even worse than I thought.
Yes, and which was fine, but you were in the car waiting for me, and I'm going, I'm not gonna,
it was raining.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to do this now, you know. I'm going to go check this out now. So I come back and I say, it's about a half mile down there. And you're like, oh, okay. No, I said 0.4, which you kept saying, oh, it's a quarter mile.
I know.
Like, no, it's 0.4.
I still thought it was even just now.
I know. That's cool.
Okay.
But here's the deal. Here's why it's such an interesting.
Tell the history because we Googled it.
Yes.
It's and a here's what Siri taught us.
And cottonwood trees typically grow near water, like a lake or a river.
Right.
Because it requires a lot of water.
So much water.
Yes. And so they never really grow that big.
And where this tree is by no water.
No. But because at the bottom of a hill, it gets all the water from the runoff.
All the runoff.
And it just thrives. Now, also, because it's the bottom of a hill, it's
and because the hill is bald.
Yes.
Like, it itself needs no water.
Right.
The trees are not there.
No.
And it's just a bald hill.
Right.
So the first thing that's needing water, that gets water, is the runoff of the bald hill to the cottonwood tree.
Yep. And then also, because it's next to something that's taller than it, it doesn't get struck by lightning. How awesome is that? And it's protected from the wind, which I guess is another important
thing. One of the things that cottonwood trees don't survive is wind.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know, like, why is that the case? Yeah. Why can't they handle wind?
Yeah.
But, you know, so it's been protected for, and they keep saying it's a bicentennial tree, which means it's been around for 200 years.
Yeah. I want to go talk to that tree.
The beginning of when Illinois became a state.
Yes.
Yay.
When Illinois became a state, it was just a baby.
18, it was born.
Aww.
It just popped out of the ground.
Aww.
Right there. You know? And I'm like, this is amazing.
It's amazing.
And so, you know, it probably wasn't that great for plowing, you know, for, you know, farming because it's next to a hill.
Right.
So you're just like, they're just like,
well, I'll leave it. I'll leave it.
Leave it there.
Kind of like what we got a tree growing in our.
Yes. And I pulled out some trees out of our mulch and you're like, pull that out. I'm like, okay.
Because it was not, you know, it was a big thing sticking out of the air.
And I pull it out. You're like, oh, that's got a big root system. I go, I know. And she goes, I feel a little bad. I go, I know. That's why I'm having a hard time pulling these two
I do not want to kill it.
Yes. And so.
So I can leave. I can live with the imperfection that it looks like.
Yes.
To save a life.
Yes. Hence the birds nesting.
In our eaves.
In our eaves.
I always say every year.
Get out there fast, Norm. Take care of that.
But never happens.
Never happens.
Norm never does anything fast.
Yes. No, it's a 4-week plan. By that time, babies are in there.
We can't take those babies.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait till fall. I don't know. That's going to be horrible.
We should just hire somebody this year.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Because we always say we're going to have Norm do it.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Or I guess I got to do it. We'll see.
Yeah.
But so anyway, but it's interesting because Jordan Peterson talks about in his book that you need pressure to grow, and we know this. We talk about it in coaching too.
Sure.
You're going to grow up weak, and not adult like,
right?
But here, this tree got took all of its predators away, lightning, drought,
wind.
Everything, wind,
and it was protected and nourished,
and got all the nourishment and water it needed.
Yeah,
and it's now the biggest tree in Illinois.
Isn't that awesome,
and we're going to walk and it, and like, whoa,
and it never had any stress.
No.
Other than being 200 years old.
No. Now, there may be a tree out there that's bigger, but we just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
And that's sort of like, you know, it's for at this moment, this is the biggest tree that is known to us.
Yeah. I mean, it could just be its 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah. And then it might be the second biggest.
Mm-hmm.
Someone will be riding into that second biggest and so forth.
But I think people should see it.
I do, too.
And you know what I also think people should do?
What? Tell me.
I think people should sign up for your course.
Well, I'm so thankful you're talking about this now because we're only about 5 minutes left of the show.
Okay. So and if you stayed with us this long, this is worth this is worth your 55 minutes.
Yes. So go to our – okay, but basically I'm finishing my master's degree.
Right.
I'm at my capstone, which is like a thesis. I have a big project I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm going to be teaching a new class that I'm creating with you, but not creating with you. I'm doing it.
You created it.
I'm
doing it with you.
You're supporting me.
Yeah. I'm your assistant.
And you may take the class.
Right.
You'll take the class.
And I'm your assistant.
Yes.
And I may help contribute.
Yes. probably just your, and I will source you then.
Yes.
It would be appropriate, everybody. No one get their old cockles up in a big ruffle or whatever.
Julie, it hurts so bad. My cockles are ruffled. Oh, man.
So don't let that happen to you. But what my capstone's about is realizing that when people are losing weight or want to lose weight, the majority of people struggle because their biggest component they have to work with is stress. Because the way that they deal with stress is through stress eating,
right,
including myself. And eating is a great way to soothe the mind, soothe the body, and so forth. And that we all basically know what to do when we want to lose weight. We curb our food, we exercise. However, if you tend to stress eat, that is almost automatically, if you don't deal with the stress continuously on a daily basis, mm-hmm, you don't have success. You might have short-term success.
And a lot of people have stress when they're on their program,
yes,
because that in itself, because it's a new habit,
yes,
new habits produce stress.
And also the expectation that you have got a goal that you want to accomplish. And it's never just, immediately you're done. And then you have to really be in the ebbs and flows of life. Mm-hmm. And
so Julie's project is really about the idea of how stress influences your weight loss or your weight management or weight maintenance. And so she's going to be offering a 30-day program.
Yes.
That is free.
Yes.
It is free for anyone who wants to take it. It's 30 days on managing stress.
Yes.
You'll be doing learning some content, learning all about stress, and you'll also be doing some active participations in meditations, visualizations, hypnosis,
yes,
EFT, which is emotional freedom technique.
Yes.
And we were even thinking about adding some eye movement, but we're not. We just felt like,
well, there'll be different techniques that we're going to be doing on this, and
some breathing
as we formulate more. And we're doing a 30-day program because 30 days is like that magical number that really helps you integrate what you're learning,
integrate it, and form a new habit.
And with some, it might take a little bit longer, a little bit less, but we want you to form new habits and to learn new skills to deal with stress so that you can accomplish the goals that you really want to accomplish. And also, another part of this equation is waning motivation.
Right.
Depending on how much weight you have to lose, if you've got 10 pounds to lose, typically you can hold on to that motivation till you accomplish that. And then you have to dig deeper to maintain it in a different way. But motivation typically does wane, especially when the world is filled with a cornucopia of delicious foods that are, we eat out all the time.
Right.
I mean, everything. And so, and you got family and friends, and there's just an abundance of everything out there. How do you keep your motivation in check? And we know that willpower wanes.
And we also know what I thought was fascinating is that if as you get older, you may be perfectly okay on eating like 1,800 calories a day or 2,000 calories a day. But as you get older, your body needs about 300 calories less to stay the same weight. So you may be eating the same going, I don't understand this. This is how I've always eaten and be gaining a little weight. So this is, if that's you, this is a program for you.
Yes.
And we're offering it free because it's Julie's capstone.
Yes.
It won't be free in 6 months.
No.
It'll be probably $197.
Yes.
Because it'll be a lot longer program and everything. But for now, it's free. And if you can do it, sign up. If you know someone who would love to do it, let them know too. Where can they go, Julie?
LifeWithTheGirlfriends.com/program. There may be a button on Life with the Girlfriends that you can go right there to hit and sign up for it. You'll have all the information there as well. And we're going to be, the next couple of weeks, I'm getting everything ready. So if by chance it's not perfect yet, I'm working on it. We're hoping to start the first part of June. For 30 days.
Yes. It'll be a half hour.
Yes. And so
a day.
Yes. So this is a podcast. So depending on where you're at, go to, it may not be totally up. If it's Sunday night, you're listening to me right now, it may not be done till Monday or Tuesday.
Right.
Keep looking for it.
LifeWithTheGirlfriends/program.
Program. And come join me. I mean,
And me too.
When I was searching out this, all this research that's out there, you know, you'd have people, I look at different programs that were out there for mm-hmm. weight loss, mm-hmm. and they would have all this information. Talk about, like, if people have more, you know, have dealt with stress, their success rate drops so significantly.
Significantly.
They don't finish the program.
Right.
They don't do their journal work.
What's really amazing is I've been following with Julie, and it's amazing that there's not a lot of research on this. I mean, there's tons of research on how, on the nutrients and what to do and all the action. But it's limited as to how to deal with the stress, the negative stress, but also the positive stress.
Well, yes, because stress is just a different, you know.
There's distress and then there's eustress.
You know, and.
And that's the good one.
You're right.
But it's still stress, people.
And also, too, in the motivation side, once you start having success, we tend to take the pressure off a little bit. The pressure that just kept enough pressure to keep you motivated. Mm-hmm. But you're having success and you take the pressure off and all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, I'm maintaining or I'm gaining a little bit here. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Right. Start to play with it.
Yeah, you start to play with it. And so how do we use all the research that's out there now to get the best results when we know that it doesn't really matter what program you follow if you follow that program?
Right.
But why can't you follow the program?
Right.
Because you're used to using food as a way to relieve the stress.
Right.
The pressure you feel with your body.
Right.
Can we use some of the new techniques we know about?
Pot.
To help us with stress so that we can follow our program.
Weed.
Yes. Except with the, you know, they say with munchies, we, you know, that's not good. But there's probably that fine balance there, right?
Yeah.
Enough little weed, take the edge off.
I'm just being facetious, people. She's not going to. Are you, Julie?
I don't know. I don't know if I can. I can't legally say that.
Yeah, not in Illinois, at least.
No. In the other 18 or 10 states or whatever.
But I'm saying, listen, this is a real program. We're really talking about it. Julie's really, really doing this. But this is our zany. This is zany me talking.
This is zany, you know? Christine.
And you'll get zany me when we're doing this program, by the way.
I'm not.
I can't promise I'm going to be Christine Marie, the teacher.
Or Christine Marie, the person with her master's degree in psychotherapy. You know, you're a psychotherapist. I mean, come on.
I'm certified all over the place.
And I always tell you, I go, sometimes I struggle with the show because we like to be our zany self.
Yes.
Because humor is a great way
100%
to make life less stressful.
Yes, it is.
And so if you're not able to have a little humor in your life, it's going to be worse for you.
We always say, if you don't laugh, you cry.
Exactly.
And we're not crybabies.
No, we are not.
Maybe 20% of the time.
Go to lifeofthegirlfriends.com/program. There may be a button right on the
program. Can we spell it? What if we're Canadian? We want to spell it the Canadian way. Can they still punch on the program?
Yes, and I bet if you, depending on when you're listening to this, mm-hmm. I would say by Wednesday, the 16th or the 15th, whatever that is, or the 16th, it will be up and running.
Yes.
So
if it's not there when you get there, just wait a day or two.
Yes.
And we're going to be starting the 1st of June.
Yes.
So be there, be square. And we're thinking that we're going to do one in the morning and one in the evening.
Yes. And if you can't attend live, you'll have the recording.
Yes.
But it's only a 30-minute class each day.
Each day.
A little bit of content followed by a little bit of a process.
Right.
And the reason why is that you need to have a daily.
You need a daily. We call them routines.
Routines.
But that's the French word. Oh, when I was in my mother's womb,
she had
a routine.
Yes. All right, everyone, thank you for listening to our podcast. And
please join us.
Yes. Have a great day.
It was great.
Oh, yeah. How was the show, girlfriend?
It was great. It was great.